It's just 9 miles from Africa to Spain at the mouth of the Mediterranean. From Morocco, you can see the Spanish coast. So it's tempting to think it's an easy journey by raft for African migrants who want to reach Europe. But the mouth of the Mediterranean has some of the strongest winds and waves in the world, as reporter Lauren Freyer learned. She joined Spain's Maritime Rescue Service on a life-saving mission.
Hola, buenas. Soy Lauren.
I'm on a tour of Spain's Maritime Rescue headquarters in Tarifa, a Spanish town at the very southern tip of Europe, when suddenly the tour is interrupted. It's an emergency call from Morocco. 11 African migrants crammed into a tiny inflatable raft are trying to paddle to Europe. Extreme easterly winds are pushing them from the Mediterranean out into the Atlantic, says Adolfo Serrano, the local rescue chief. They're using small plastic boats, the toys we use with our children at the beach, he says. Today, with winds up to 100 kilometers an hour, it's almost impossible to cross rowing. He sends out a helicopter and an alert to other boats in the area.
We are getting nervous. We know that they are there. We know more or less where the area they are.
Dispatcher Azucena Lopez describes what it's like to get these calls.
They're screaming, they're crying, the babies are crying. They put their babies close to their phone in order to, you can hear them crying, but we have to keep a cold.
Rescuers run to their high-speed launches tied up in the harbor, and I join them. We're out aboard the Salvamar Atria, a Spanish rescue vessel with three crew, all scanning the horizon for any sign of an inflatable raft.
Siempre mirando, siempre mirando.
Always looking, says rescuer Carlos Blanco. They'll be visible for only an instant, though, before they go down into the trough of a wave, he says, his eyes on the water and his ears on the radio.
Okay, copy. I will tell my vessel to stop it.
Commercial vessels finally spot them. One of the giant ships maneuvers to shield the migrants' boat from wind and waves, but by the time rescuers get there, it's capsized. The helicopter airlifts two African men to hospitals with hypothermia. Nine other migrants board the rescue launch in front of ours. It ferries them to the Red Cross back in Tarifa, where nurse Rocío López receives them. The one woman in the group kept saying thank you and hugging me, she says. Some days they even applaud and sing. They're tired but grateful, she says. This rescue was lucky considering the conditions. Lopez says that's not always the case. Every time the phone rings, I worry. Who's coming across and what condition will they be in, Lopez says. And with that, her phone rings, ending our interview. She's off to another rescue. For NPR News, I'm Lauren Freyer in Tarifa, Spain.